Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
The 2008 U.S. Senate recount between Al Franken and Norm Coleman wasn't the first ballot battle Minnesotans have had to endure. Previously, the record for the state's longest recount was 139 days. That was the 1962 governor's race between incumbent Elmer L. Anderson and challenger Karl Rolvaag. Initially, Anderson said he was confident his lead of 141 votes would stick.
I am aware, of course, that a recount will probably ensue, but I believe this will just confirm the result that has now been announced.
Legend has it that the 1962 recount was genial and Minnesota nice, but recount expert and author Jay Wiener says it was nothing of the sort.
It was a super-duper, highly contentious recount. People were thrown out of county buildings for the challenges that they made. There was a court case as well, just like there was in the Coleman-Franken recount.
Different era, same old recount. In the end, Karl Rolvaag was declared the winner by just 91 votes. Author Jay Wiener.
Elmer Anderson, even though he lost, went on to become this great Minnesotan. So it's sort of interesting that when you lose, sometimes you win.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.